Teda Od, Pashas Truma, page 158. Okay, beginning of the second column. Okay, now the Rebbe brought the posik that says, "Mi yitencha ka'ochli," that the Jews are saying to Hashem in Golos, how you'd be our brother like you were in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. So he starts explaining the Kruvim. Okay, he had a big face and a little face, and Chayda Hashem doesn't have a face. How can you say that there's a face over there of the Kruvim? He starts explaining the Torah. All the Torah is the names of Hashem, and he says the names is not the essence. The name is not the essence, it's only the way it reveals. Chochmas Yishal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, meaning the way Elokus comes down into the world, is through Torah. And then, because Torah comes from Chochmah, Chochmah is the first level of the Sfidus, that's like the head, the first place where the Neshama reveals itself in the body, and that's the way basically Elokus comes into the world. So he says in the second column, Achzeh HaTorah K'mei Shei L'mayla. This is the level of Torah, the way it is, not down here in Gashmis. In order for Torah to come into the worlds of Briya, Yitzir, and Asiya, Machshava, Dibra, Maisem, which is the Torah, which is the Fanenu. He Talmud, but Briya, the Gemara says, Talmud Bavli is the world of Briya. It's the world of world already, understanding. Zarachlihi is Hayyadei Tzimtzum. Has to be through a Tzimtzum. In other words, in order for the infinite level of Elokus, Torah, in the infinite state, to come into the finite level of world, you need a Tzimtzum, like we learned a million times. And that's what Chazal say, Tzimtzum Shechinosi, Bein Badi Adin. It says, Rashi quotes at the end of last week, different places, that you have the Kruvim, it says, Hashem heard, Moshe Rabbeinu heard Hashem's voice, coming from in between the Kruvim. And the Gemara's expression is, Tzimtzim Shechinosei, Hashem limited his Shechina between the two poles of the Kruvim. Between the two Badi Ha'arim, between the two poles that carry the Arim. So he said that's the level of Tzimtzim. That's what the Gemara says. You need to have Tzimtzim for Elokus to come into the world. And he says, and because that's where the voice of Hashem spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu. And meaning, this is called the Kruvim, the big face and the little face. The small face, which is Adam HaKotan. Kamoshel HaKotan. So he says like this. One of the faces of the Kruvim was a small person. Small person means limited seichel. He doesn't have the same seichel as an adult. At least not in Das. So he says, what does it mean? Hashem spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu through the Kruvim, so to speak. It means where Hashem was mitzamtim himself, limited himself, like a small person. Meaning a much lesser level of Chochmah. Which is Amshoch Mamaila Lamata. Lias Mok of Isharish Amshoch Sa'erbe Bia. And that allowed the Shekhinah to go into Bia, because, like, the Kedesh HaKadoshim is a level of Atzilus. That's the ultimate level of Kedush in the world. That's the level of Atzilus. And now, for that level of Kedusha to come into the world, to speak to Moshe Rabbeinu in the world, that had to go through the Tzimtzum. Of Hashem limiting Eschina between the two levels of the Arim.
Same thing in
Ohad Moed? Yes. Has to be in order to have this. Yirid, in other words, that Hashem should want, it's like similar to the concept of Rosh Hashanah, in order for Hashem should want to limit himself to be in the world, he needs a vessel for it. Hashem, do you want me in the world? You have to make me a vessel. Build me a home. I'll come into the world. You'll build me a home. Why should I want to be here? You know, you have to give me a lucrative contract. You have to give me a keli that therefore it's Rusud al Sata, which is the level limbs and nafshi ba'ava ba'echa v'yahafta. I know. Aidei Shema Yisrael. What's the keli that a Jew makes for Hashem to want to reveal himself in the world? Through the level of Shema, the meditation of Shema Yisrael. Leiz bein in echa v'yahechot. Ani avay lo sheni, says that Hashem is infinitely greater than the world. World has absolutely no effect on Hashem whatsoever. Hashem said one word compared to the speech and everything. Hashem said one word and the world became. Hashem commanded and it became. Through this meditation of the way Hashem is infinitely great compared to the nothingness of world, so a Jew will have Mesiras Nefesh, meaning, not again, doesn't mean killing yourself. The Jew will feel, if the whole world is one spit, so to speak, from in the ocean, why would I want to have worldly things if I can have this infinite level of Hashem? Why do I need to remain a creation if I could become a creator? So that's the level of Mesiras Nefesh. Mesiras Nefesh means giving up my will for what I... how do you get to that level? By understanding the greatness of Hashem and the lowness of man, which is, by the way, in Shulchan Aruch it says, before davening, you need to meditate into the greatness of Hashem and the lowness of man. Because then you understand that what do I really want? I want to be close to Hashem. That's a much greater level than wanting who knows what. Therefore, the Yidden are called the bride of Hashem, the Kala. But Kala comes to the word Kleis HaNefesh, the longing of the soul. Kleis HaNefesh, the longing of the soul, which is the way the Jew wants to leave the body, to become close to Hashem. That's why the Jews are called Kala. And then it says, Kruv Mikotzim Izeh, Lalis Mibyat, that the Jew should enter from Biyat. Okay, so he says like this. There's one kruv, is the way Elokus comes down, limits itself to come down into the world. Then you have the second kruv, which is basically the awakening of the Aveda of the Jew, the bigger face, meaning the higher level of intellect. From the Jew's perspective, to meditate into the greatness of Hashem, that all the Jew wants is Hashem. In other words, Hashem is very simple. And that's the whole, what's called the Rosh Hashanah, Binyan HaMalchus. You have to re-coronate the king. Hashem says, you want me down? Make me a vessel, make me your king. Subject yourself to me, and then I'll be king. You don't want that finish, I'll go somewhere else. Very simple. That's what the Pasuk says. Our eyes are lifted up to Hashem. By days, Kamayim upon him, like the reflection of water. Meaning, when Hashem reacts the way we act. So if we act in a way that we have this longing to be one with Hashem, so then Hashem reacts by wanting to be one with us. Like it said by Hashem's tefillin, right? That they could say in the Maimon. I mean, for the Gemara in Brachas. But Hashem wears tefillin, we wear tefillin. In our tefillin, it says the greatness of Hashem, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. What does it say in Hashem's tefillin, the Gemara says? Umi ka'amcha Yisrael, goyachu baritz. Who's as great as the unique nation of the Jews? That means we praise Hashem, and then Hashem praises us. Or Hashem praises us, and then we praise Him. It works both ways, it says. We do a mitzvah because Hashem does a mitzvah. But when we do a mitzvah, we cause Hashem to do the mitzvah. So like we learn, there's awakening from above, then we do, and then Hashem does. So it's like the three stages.
Who checks
it? One of the guys, Michal, Gabriel. It's interesting, there's a famous song, it's a story of the Maggid, but they made a song, Avram Fried made a song, I think it's Yom Teverlich. The guy's putting on his tefillin and showing that book, the tefillin dropped to the floor, and he starts crying, oh, my tefillin fell, what am I going to do? And the Baal Teshuva said that this is, the tefillin is the Jew, and the Jew praising Hashem, and sometimes it falls to the floor. You know, we don't put it on our head. It's on the floor. You know, it's the and the way the Jew cries, and you know that whole awakening of the Jew to Hashem. And then it says, "Min haKaperes tasas haKruvim," from the Kaperes, which is the covering on top of the Odin, you make the Kruvim, ubachinis Sevim kol almin. That's the encompassing level, Shemakiv l'shneim b'shovah, that surrounds them both. Okay? So bottom line is, what is this whole inyan of the Kruvim? Dr. Rebbe is explaining. The level of the Kruvim is a level that keeps Hashem, gets Hashem into the world through our Avodah of meditation in Shema Yisrael, in the greatness of Hashem. So Hashem wants to be here, but we need to make him a keli to stay. In other words, Hashem starts from above. Okay, so sometimes you have the simple example is a lighter, yeah? You light it, the spark goes out. But if there's no fuel, then it dies. It doesn't stay. You have fuel, so then it stays. So the same thing. Hashem sparks us, you know, but if we don't make the fuel, we don't have the vessel for Hashem, for the awakening from above, from Vayikra El Moshe, you know, that Hashem should want to stay, then he leaves.
Is that why the two Kruvim were not facing each other?
They were officially facing each other.
They were up above, but at the time...
No, the Gemara says, and there's a miraculous thing, obviously nobody was able to see it, but the Gemara says that when the Jews behaved, the Kruvim were facing each other. When the Jews misbehaved, the Kruvim faced away from each other. And based on that, so it says in the Medrash, that when they destroyed the Beis Hamikdash, and they came into the Goyim came into the Holy of Holies, the Kruvim not only were facing each other, they were hugging each other. So the Rebbe asked, if the Jews misbehaved, they faced away from each other, and now it's being destroyed, they're so terrible, and they're hugging each other. So the Rebbe connects it to the halacha that before a husband goes on a trip, he's supposed to have relations with his wife. I mean, if it's allowed. He's supposed to have relations with his wife. Okay? So that's it. Now that Hashem, so to speak, is leaving the base of English, he's going on a trip for 2,000 years. So they have that strong relation, which means that even when they're away, they're close. Even when they're away, they're close.
This concept, understandable, but I don't understand what alter ego Simson coming in and you have to go up.
Yeah, so that was manifested in the Kruvim. Where do you see this level of... How did Hashem speak to Moshe Rabbeinu when he spoke to him?
There were no Kruvim then.
Yeah.
He would go to the mountain and talk to
him. No, I'm talking about Nahar Sinai. Once after Matan Torah, Hashem told him to build a Mishkan. So in the Mishkan, they had the Ark with the Kruvim. That's where Hashem spoke to Moshe. The Pasuk says, that's where Hashem spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu. So what does that represent? It represents the big face, the little face, meaning the Avodah of the Jew, the minimal level of the Jew. And Hashem is limiting himself between those two places, and he's revealing himself to the world. So the Alter Rebbe says, what does that mean for us? That Hashem wants to limit himself to come into the world on our level, that we can handle it, but we need to make the vessel for it. That's the way Hashem manifested himself in the world. Just like we discussed last night, that the whole inyan of why Hashem needs a physical Mishkan, a physical Beis Hamikdash, for him to reveal himself in the world. Because that is the ultimate revelation of God, where you have time and timeless, and space and spaceless, and limit and limitless simultaneously. That shows the ultimate level of Hashem. The fact that Hashem is able to limit himself, I mean, he could do whatever he wants, you know, but the fact that Hashem does limit himself to be with us is the greatness of Hashem. In the place where you see God's greatness, there you see His humility. That Hashem, in other words, we listen many times, you could have a brilliant genius, but he can't relate to little kids. That's not a mila, it's a chesaron. It's not good, it's bad. Because the ultimate genius could relate to everybody. That was the Rebbe's greatness, amongst a billion others. That as brilliant as he was able to relate to little kids, giving them a nickel for tzedakah or anything else, whatever it was. He could talk to kids on their level. That's a greatness that the Rebbe was able to accomplish. I mean, that we can speak to kids, no big deal. We're fools, so on the same level as the kid. Maybe the kid's even smarter. So then it's not a big deal that we speak to the kids.
They don't listen.
Okay, and
you can't bring the 12th grade teacher to teach the kid. They won't be able to teach.
You know what? If he's a really good teacher, he would be able to. You know, there's an expression in Yiddish, a bisfelt in hasbara, felt in havana. If it's lacking in explanation, that means you can't explain something, that means you don't understand it properly. If you understand something properly, then you can explain it very well. If you don't understand properly, you can't bring it down. It's a wisdom to bring it down. That means you understand it so well that you can lower it even to a little kid. Okay, Svin Eksiv, Vahoyu Akruvim Parsha, Kenafayim Lamaila. It says in the Pasuk, the wings of the Kruvim were going upward. Isa Bezer Pasha Sachli. And Vayechi, Talazim Nabiyemo, there was three times a day. Inimi Gamal Sokin Gatfayim. That the wings go up. Okay? Upir Sharamaz, and Bishas Gimel Tfilas. What does the Zayim mean three times a day? It means that the three tefillah shachas mincha ma'ariv, haino shebachol, eisa tefillah megimel tefillah sanal, him eilem mebi'al, lemaile me'atzilas. Again, the kruvim, the wings going up, represent the world going up to Hashem. So the Zayim says, when were the wings actually going upwards? That was at the time of davening. Davening is when a Jew elevates himself, tefillah connection binding, that the Jew goes upward. Like the karbonis, you know, you put the flame in the fire and goes upward.
The kruvim, they're moving. One time they face, they were facing. One time they're not facing. One time they're
correct. Moving. That's what the Gemara says. I mean, it's obviously from how did they know that? From only Teresh Shabbat Peh, because officially you weren't in there.
Right.
Only Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur, that's it. Or the workmen when they had to go in to fix things. Now the two wings, yeah? Two wings represent Ava and Yira. Like you learn, fear and love. That means when the Yidin have Ava and Yira of Hashem, which is at the time of davening, I mean if you daven, then you have that going up. Okay, skip the parentheses. Then it's called Adam Godol, and the big face. At that time, the Yidin davening goes, the ladder going up, right? It's going up to Atzilis. That in Atzilis, the Or, the Keli, is all one with Hashem. Therefore, davening, tefillah. What does the word tefillah mean? In English, it's translated as prayer. You know, the Rebbe has the famous sikh in the early years. We say on Rosh Hashanah, tshuva, tefillah, tzedakah. Mavina nesirah, tshuva, tefillah, and tzedakah, remove the evil decree. So the Rebbe says the way people translate tshuva is tshuva, tefillah, tzedakah. Repentance, which is wrong. Tefillah is translated as prayer, which is wrong. And tzedakah, which is... charity is wrong. And the Rebbe said, tshuva means returning. Tefillah doesn't mean prayer. That's for Hebrew. In Hebrew, the word for prayer is bakasha. Bakasha means a prayer, a request. Tefillah comes through, like he says, naftali, which means connection, binding. Rashi says, why was he called naftali? Because Leah said, now he's going to be bound to me. Or the chassidus always brings down another mishnah, hatefel, klicheres, which means if somebody glues an earthenware vessel that became broken, about tumah, you know, if it gets tumah, stays tumah, whatever. So it says a tefil klicheres means one who glues a tefil, that's tefillah. So tefillah means, by the way, lefalel means to judge. Tefillah is an interesting interpretation. One interpretation of tefillah is lefalel, which means to judge. At the time we daven, we're judged. And as we're asking Hashem for A, B, C, D, So Hashem says, you want ABCD? Let me see if you deserve ABCD. You know, that's one interpretation. One interpretation, like prayer, the way it's worldly defined. But the real interpretation of tefillah is binding, connection. Tefillah is a time a Jew binds himself to Hashem. But that's in a way of the Jew going up. Unlike Torah, that you bring the Torah down to your head. That's what Torah is. Higher to lower. You take God's Torah into your head. Here, the concept of tefillah is you elevate, like a korban, you elevate yourself to Hashem. Like the Mishnah says, if somebody glues an earthenware vessel, the Jew connects himself to what? To the world of Atzilus. The same thing in serving Hashem is his kashrus for dveikus and nefesh b'sharsha, is the connection of the neshama with its source. Therefore, the kruvim have wings. So to speak, it symbolizes flying up to Hashem. They're going up. What do wings do? The purpose of wings is to fly high. So what's the purpose of the wings of the kruvim? It's symbolic of the Jews, the avodah of the Jew, to go up to a higher level. And then the pasuk continues. The kruvim faced each other, each one to his brother, shasham hem yuchadim panim bepanim, which means the unity of Hashem and the Jews face to face. Because we said before, one represents Hashem Tzimtzum himself, the other one represents the keli the Jew makes for Hashem, and therefore the kruvim looked at each other, upneihem, their faces looked at each other. That's what happened by Matan Torah. What happened by Matan Torah, the pasuk says, Panim el Panim, face to face, Hashem spoke to you at Matan Torah. Okay, but Matan Torah, except Panim el Panim, therefore they're called brothers. What do brothers mean? Equal. Yeah? Anoshim Achim Anachim means we're not only literally biological brothers. It means equals. So when you say the Jews are Achim LaKadosh Baruch Hu, Miyitencha Ka'achli, it is the concept of being an equal. And that's when you have Panim B'Panim. When it's face to face, they're equal. Therefore, when it says, Man Achavirai, my brother, my friend, Adabir no Sholim, will speak peace. What is Sholim? Chibur B'Iskashim B'Isa Kruvim. What is peace? Peace is when you combine two opposite people or two opposite things. So again, the shalom, the level of shalom is again the chibur, the connection between the Jew and Hashem. Okay, so that's what happened in the Beis HaMikdash. So it says in the next paragraph, Avon Mishachar, the Beis HaMikdash. Now that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the Kruvim were hidden, okay? Like it does, we're hidden under the Beis HaMikdash, whatever. That then when it left the level of the Shechina coming down and going up, this is what the Yid asked Hashem in this pasuk that he quoted, oh, if we could only be brothers again. In the time of the Beis HaMikdash, the Kruvim that we represent, Hashem and the Yidden, the big face, the little face, they were facing each other. They were brothers. Now there's no Beis HaMikdash, so the Yidden are asking, can we have that relationship again of brothers? K'mei Shaya Bizman Beis HaMikdash, Shaya Bechinas Achim, V'gam Pneim Ish Elochev, and the face faced each other. L'cheira, how could you do it? He says, Ayin Ayide Esek HaTeira, through learning Torah. Why? Gemara says, once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, so where does Hashem exist in the world? Like this, he exists in the Beis HaMikdash. He says, Dalet Amos Shel Halacha, in the four cubits of Halacha, meaning learning Torah, Esek HaTorah. So this is what the Yidden are saying. We don't have that relationship of face-to-face that we had in time of the Beis HaMikdash, so can we have it now? Through learning Torah. Zel Yenik Steime, that's what it says. He nurses from the breasts of the mother, which is Tereshibal Peh, which is Bechinas Gili, Chachmasiv, Ritzani, is Baruch Mamish, which is Mamish, the level of Elokus coming down. And that's, skip the parentheses, and that's why Torah is called Cholov. Therefore, what are the names of Torah? Torah has a lot of names. Mayim, fire, Lechem, Cholov, milk. That's why you eat milchiks on Shavuos. It's called a lot of names. Lechem Shivro, Yayim, Cholov. Like it says, you should buy wine and milk. You know, we have the secrets of Torah called wine. The Torah Shabbat Peh is called milk. Kamei al derech Moshe. But Vlad, just take an analogy of a child. Be al dus, when he's young. Who betachlis hakatnas, he's very little. When a baby's born, a newborn is tiny. What makes him big? Ayidei nikos echol of ha'em. By nursing the milk of the mother, miskadl nevoda. He becomes big. Then the gam nishlum mechem liyanika. And then he also has the intellect. So it all comes, in other words, like this. The Yidin, now that we're in Golis, we're small. We're not powerful anymore. But when we have the milk of the mother, meaning we have Torah Shebaal Peh, then we become big. Shalachain, and therefore after the kid's nurses, Maschel Adabah V'Leilich, he speaks and walks. So he says, Kach HaNisham Es Keid, and Boim Le'ilam Hazeh, before the Nishamas come into this world, they're at the level of Ibur B'chinas Malchus Ematato. They're in the level of fetal state in Malchus of above. Malchus is also feminine. Zel Chaya Vayesha Magda Tilafon Yeridus Nishama Misham B'biyat Lislabish Baguf. And then when the Nishama comes down into the body, then it's called birth. So a lot of pregnancies, like Golus is pregnancy and Geula is birth. Because what's birth? Birth is the same baby is there inside.
Birth,
all it means is the baby is now revealed out of the mother. It was a full baby inside the mother. So now it becomes a real revelation. So you have Golus is pregnancy, and but he has also the neshama pre-body. Like it says, that's the level of in Malchus. The neshama is included in Malchus. It's part of the pregnancy state. Then it comes into the gulf, it becomes revealed. And the Teda that the person learns in this world is called Cholov, that makes the limbs of the person, meaning the 248 limbs of the Neshama, Shem Tes Fetus, Tes Pamim Tes. Okay? It's nine cubed. Is Ramach and Chai Namir Azal Asher Mishabal Lekan the Talmud of Biyodi. Shaydeis and Nasas and Neshama that causes the Neshama to become bigger. But Ma'ala Harbe Mikvei Shaisid Chis Yirotzi, which is called Lida. Lida, meaning like this: the Neshama, the Gemara says, fortune is the guy that comes to upstairs with Torah in his hand. He said, what does that mean? In this world, the Neshama is still like a baby. Then it grows in this world through Torah. Then after 120, when it goes, so then it becomes part of Elokus in a bigger state, greater than it was when it came into the world. It came into the world as a little baby, right? Spiritually, level-wise. So he says, now that we don't have the Kruvim, Torah does it.
Thank you, Daniel.
You're welcome.